Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware, and I am feeling pooped. And my mum has just come to the rescue by making me dinner.
You.
Yeah, and now I feel slightly better.
That's what I do, darling.
Who's that? Who are you waving at? Why are you waving at them?
People wave at me, so I wave back. What must I do?
Oh my God, you're like the Manchester United team when they win the treble and they're on the open top bus.
People see that tree, and they're so... It makes me majestic because the tree's so majestic.
Oh my God, this is so weird that you're waving to strangers from your
office.
They're not,
they live on the road, you fool.
Oh, is it like real community? Everyone waves and that's amazing and also slightly odd. But I bet you that's why I'm like Sam. My husband says you literally would talk to anybody. Yeah. You would make friends with anybody.
Yeah. It's in the blood. It's genetic, darling.
Waving like with a queen wave on a Wednesday evening at 5:55 to literal strangers. I mean,
I think it might have been the lady who framed my picture.
So you should know her.
I'm not completely convinced, though.
Anyway, so today we have a returning customer, a great friend of mine. And it's okay to do this return because, well, it's always okay to have any of the people that we love to come back. But because Mum wasn't actually at that episode.
Where was I?
Well, I was in LA, that's why.
Yeah, but I think I was there at the same time.
No, Mum, you wouldn't have missed
me.
It. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah. Please. No way.
No one knew about Zoom then.
Yeah, I wasn't Zooming before this year, yeah. But Sam was my co-host. So I was in LA staying with Benny because he's really sweet and like puts up my whole family because my sister doesn't. She says she's got white walls on a white sofa. She's not having toddlers in that house. So Benny has everybody there. It's a full house the whole time, whether that's friends coming through, Kashmir Cat, the producer, being there, like everybody's there, plus the two dogs, Larry David and Disco, possibly the greatest names for dogs ever. And he'd have my family. I mean, there was only one baby then, so I don't know if things will change now that I've got three.
I have stayed at his house.
Mum's even stayed there. But I mean, Benny is kind of one of the best cooks that I know, and his extended family really now. I've spent Seder nights with him and his family friends in Long Island when I've been recording with him in New York.
We stayed at his house in New York when he wasn't there.
Yeah, we did the New York special there. I mean, basically, Benny is our Airbnb and we love him dearly. And he also writes a bit of a banger. And I've written with him. So I met Benny through Two Inch Punch, who's another producer called Ben Ash, who I love. And Ben Ash was making music with Benny. And he said, look, you've got to come over. We're making this thing. It's called Benzel. You've got to come over. But anyway, so met up with Benny. The first thing Benny talks about is poop or farting. Yeah. That's like his speciality.
He's very puerile.
He's very puerile. But we love him. And we made music. And we kept on making music. He made my second record with Ben Ash. A lot of it. We worked together on the third record together. And now he's on his second album called Friends Keep Secrets. And I'm going to have to ask him why, if I'm one of his bestest friends, why have I not been invited onto either of these records? But he does have a wicked new song out with Gracie Abrams, who is brilliant. And he also has, I mean, this is the thing. I think this is why Benny and I got on so well, because we both love food so much. We loved making music together, but actually I wanted to kill him most of the time in the studio. And we just ate a lot together.
And he loves his family. His
and mom. He loves his family. He's a nice Jewish boy. So he's now got two shows that are about eating. One's called Benny and Matty Eat Out America. And then he's got a new one called Stupid Fucking Cooking Show. sounds about right for Benny to do that. But he's such a good cook.
He also orders in very well.
He orders in great. You enjoyed that, didn't you, Mum?
Yeah, I loved it.
So, yeah, Benny Blanco coming up, round two, avec maman. Oh, here he is. See, eating. Benny Blanco, welcome back to Table Manners.
Oh, feels like I never left.
Well, now we have Mum.
I'm listening. No, I'm listening. I just turned. Give me one
second.
See,
that's what you could have. Oh, no, go on.
I put it on fucking silent. I put my phone on silent so I could talk to you. You guys are so fucking neurotic.
What did you just have for breakfast in your bowl, babe?
Oh, that wasn't breakfast. That was a snack. I had some sauteed mushrooms and like some carrots and daikon. I made a little Japanese thing.
Wait, how long have you been up? What time is it there now?
It's 11. I've been up since... I didn't sleep well last night. I got my shot. I think I only got a few hours of sleep. Like, I kept waking up and, like... And I would be like, where am I? And then I'd fall back asleep and then I'd wake up an hour later. I think I woke up at 5 a.m.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I'm like every night. I don't sleep well, Ben.
Really? What's going on with you? Why can't you sleep well?
Wait till you get older. You don't sleep as well as you always did.
Yeah, you got to make a little pee-pee all the time, huh?
Oh, that's
or your hip hurts, or your back hurts, or your anxiety, knee hurts.
The anxiety comes in.
No, I'm never anxious.
You're never anxious. You couldn't even get the sentence out.
Anxious? What's anxious?
Wait, so you're not anxious and only your daughter's anxious?
I'm not anxious.
She's
anymore.
Not anxious
oh, I'm
anymore.
Flying high oh these my days, God. Benny.
Hey, for everyone listening, these are two fucking bold-faced liars.
How much do I annoy you, Benny?
In the studio, 100% of the time. Outside of the studio, you're a joy to be with. I love it.
And really, where we really bond is over...
Food.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think family and food, but food is, I think, where me and you are peas in a pod.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Why won't we be? I don't even want to work with you. I just want to eat food.
Just want to eat you.
Hey, me too.
I hate you. I hate you.
So last time I was with you, I was staying with you because you are the host with the most. You always put me and my family up, even my mum. You put all of us up and we love. And actually, the place where we're speaking from is the house that we always go to. And where you are, I'll just paint the picture. You're in the studio where you do all your music. And it's just an upstairs room in your house. And that's where you've done all the hits, really.
I don't live here anymore.
Yeah,
where do you live?
I live down the street.
You don't?
I do.
What are you doing for Pesach, Benny?
I'm cooking for some people. I'm actually cooking a meal. I have a lunch that I have to cook. I have to prepare a huge lunch before. And then I have to, everyone's, you know, taking turns doing, cooking all the stuff. I got on brisket duty.
Because you are like the king of slow cooked meat now, I hear.
So
on your green egg.
Just tell me what you do with your brisket and I'll make one on Friday.
Okay, there's some secrets, you know. It's actually marinated in Dr. Pepper first. I know it sounds crazy.
Then
it's like, you know, a mixture between, you know, we got all the familiar things. We got onions and carrots and potato and we got some coffee grinds and some like chili sauce. You know, it's like the Heinz stuff. And every Jewish aunt makes the exact same brisket. You throw it in a thing and you make it and it tastes delicious every time.
You do Coca-Cola, so maybe you should do Dr. Pepper this time.
Same thing, brown sugar,
I'll do it.
And where are you going to cook it? Are you going to cook it on an open grill? Because you are mad into your outdoor cooking.
He's going to slow cook it, darling.
Yeah, but you can slow cook on a green egg.
Yeah, but you don't, but it's Jewish. It's Jewish style. Okay. I wouldn't do, like my mom won't, it has to be like, my mom likes really traditional. So it's like, she's not going to want like any, like she doesn't like I was like one year, I was like, oh, let me do one like on the barbecue. No. She doesn't want, my mom wants like, the kugel's got to be the same. Everything's got to be the same.
I'll make a kugel.
Are you making kugel?
I will make kugel, actually.
I'm kind
actually.
Of thinking, because we were going to do like chicken and apricots, like chicken supremes and apricots.
Oh, yeah, that's what mom usually does.
Yeah, so we were going to do
she
that.
She calls chicken marabella. That's what she calls it.
Yeah, but the thing is, once you've had the chopped liver and the chicken soup with Jesse's son calls them mat balls, you don't even want anything.
It's a lot of chicken.
Every Jew has the exact same. Okay, you want to know what we're having? We're having chicken noodle soup. We're having chopped liver. We're having charoset. We're having the Seder plate. We're having brisket. And then, someone's making Brussels sprouts.
Like roasted or something?
Yeah, like roasted. And then I'm actually doing some latkes because I love latkes. And I'm doing this like that my friend, he has this cookbook. Did you see that guy that I posted about the other day, the Jay Cohen guy?
Jew-ish.
Yeah.
I started following him after you posted and I started watching.
He's cute.
He seems great. And he was doing a talk about, what was he doing a talk about?
Yeah, he just got a New York Times bestseller.
Wow, that Mazel Tov.
What's he called?
He's got a book called Jew-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what are you doing for Pud?
We're doing like dipped chocolate matzahs and with like apricots and like, you know, like matzah brittle. Ooh. You know, like, do you guys have that ever?
You're gonna like do it like a fondue?
No,
like a kind of chocolate fondue. You're gonna do it before?
No, yeah, you do it and then you let it dry and then we do ones with like pistachio. I like it with pistachios, all the shit. We can't do that much crazy stuff because like for the Jewish meals, Mom likes it a very specific way. Like everything has to be, it's the same kugels every year, the same this, the same that. She does, and Jer doesn't like raisins in the kugels, so we don't put raisins in. And then
Jer is your big brother who we love.
Yeah, he's my big, you know, he's getting skinnier.
I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's doing great. So your family, you like me, we're very close to our family. In fact, I've spent a Seder with you, with your family friends in Long Island, didn't I?
Yeah.
With your dad's really good friend. And like, there's something very, it's very familiar. Like when we're together, I always see your family because one family member is always there. But actually you're East Coast, aren't you? So, and you've managed to get all your family to move to Los Angeles.
He's like Meghan Trainor.
Not by choice. Not by choice. This was.
But they've all moved over.
Yeah. It wasn't by choice.
I mean, you and Jeremy, your big brother, were like the New York kings and knew every food spot.
Do you love LA now?
I love it. For where I am in my life, like, I want to, like, sit back. I want to go for a little walk around like a lake. I want to like get the best produce in the world. I want to, like, for me in my life, I want to go to all these little, there's so many, you know, you go to Thai Town, you get the best Thai food. You go to Boyle Heights, you go to East Los, you're getting the best Mexican cooked in some guy's backyard. And it's amazing.
So during lockdown, have you had stuff delivered or were shops open?
I didn't go to a grocery for 6 months. I was really strict. I still am so strict. Like, I don't see, no one comes inside my house unless you've been tested. Like, it's, we get, whole thing. I take it seriously.
So yeah, you lived in New York. You're from Virginia. And we haven't heard much about Sandy's cooking, your mum.
No, we don't need to.
Do we need to talk about that?
We don't need, there's not much to say. You want to, my mom, I'll tell you one thing.
You know your mom will listen to this and she'll be really upset if you don't say something nice about one dish.
She knows. My mom can make my favorite kugel in the world. And I'm trying to think.
What does she put in your favorite kugel?
She does a sweet one. It's really good.
Oh, you like sweet kugel?
I like both.
She makes it with like noodles, like lokshen.
Yeah, noodles. And there's like, I think there's like, and I hate cottage cheese, but for some reason it's in it and it tastes so good. And it's like, there's like vanilla and like, you know, it tastes like the fucking kugel. And then she makes a good kugel. That might be the end.
I like potato kugel.
Yeah, she does a potato kugel too. Great one.
Yeah, because it's like latkes, but you don't fry them.
Yeah. That might be the end of her.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
So she's a kugel queen.
So what were you growing up on? Like, what were you and your brother eating at the dinner table after school?
Well, me and my brother weren't living in the same house together for very long. And then it was just me and my mom. So we were making, my mom worked really late. So we didn't like, like it was, there wasn't many, like we weren't having dinner every day together. So like my mom was on the first wave of like all the like, you know, like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like mom was on, and before Whole Foods, there was a thing called Fresh Fields. And then they bought all the, or Whole Foods bought all the Fresh Fields. My mom was like on the first thing, like we weren't allowed to have soda. We weren't, my mom, if it's up to my mom literally every night eats eggs for dinner. That's what she likes to eat. Like she's like, and she's like, you can have almonds. Like an egg. No one ever wanted to come to my house because the food was terrible.
But then why did you become, you know, New York, you showed me so many spots to eat.
Okay, I'll tell you how it happened. So me and my friend Julian,
yeah,
we used to get high every day after school, okay? And we'd make these little creations. We'd make like these like mile high paninis, and we'd put rice vinegar in them and lemon. And we were making these huge things, and no one else gave a shit. And we got really into eating food. And then my mom was always into, she was very into like, you know, where we grew up, there were all, you know, there were so many different types of foods because it was like a melting pot. So it's like, we're very into, you know, I was eating a lot of Indian food growing up, a lot of Middle Eastern food, a lot of Lebanese food, Persian food, Ethiopian, you know. So I was getting my feet wet. And then once I moved to New York and started having like, I remember, I'll tell you one thing. I never had sushi until I went to Sushi Park in LA. I never tasted sushi. Guys, for anyone listening, Sushi Park is like the Mecca. It's like mm-hmm. LeBron James of, it's like David Beckham for you Brits. It's like David, it's so cute. It's so, you just want to kiss its bum.
I've been there with you. It's fantastic. I've written about it in the book, actually.
No, it's crazy. I never had sushi. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, I guess I'll try it.
Who took you there? Which music exec? Or producer.
I can't remember the first time. I went there, though, and I remember eating it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing, because I'd never really had fish like that. I didn't eat fish. I wasn't So I remember I had it, and I was like, this is amazing, and I went back to New York, and I was like, I'm getting sushi, and I just got sushi at just, like, whatever. I just saw a thing that said, like, sushi, and it was, like, a cheap, like, corner spot, and I had it, and it was fucking terrible, and I was like, okay, so you have to have, like, good, you know, for me, it's like, sushi's the type of meal you really have to, it's like certain things you're like, okay, you got to spend money for that. You can't cut the corners and be like, oh, I'm going to get the $2 sushi at the gas station. Like, it's like, there's a lot of things you can like eat very cheaply. And I, you know, I'm like the biggest fan of like the hole in the walls and supporting the small businesses. And like, those are my favorite. There's nothing better than like discovering a place and taking all your friends and saying, no, you've never had food like this. This is the greatest.
That's your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world. Everyone's favorite thing. It's like discovering new music. Food is otherworldly. It's sexual. You can close your eyes and it takes you to another place. It brings up memories. It's the best thing in the world. It's battling my top three at all times.
Yeah, that's been my love of my life, and that's been my problem.
Me, oh, you and me
same
both.
Same here, sister.
So what was your favorite growing up from mom?
Oh my God, Benny, I've got stuff to talk to you about.
What are you talking? This is the shit that people care about. I'm breaking down the wall. We're not talking about. You're not talking to me like one of your other people. You already know. You already know everything about.
Okay. So my favorite thing of mum's, yeah. Well, I loved it when BSE was about.
What's
and
that?
And she decided to start mad cow disease.
Okay.
And she started making bolognese with lamb. That was a great highlight in my life.
Did you like that?
Loved it. It was so much oilier and thicker and delicious.
I'll make that again.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I do it with lamb neck.
Oh, so it's more like a ragu. Like it's kind of very slow cooked.
Yeah, ragu.
Ooh, nice. So, okay, what else did I love of yours, Mum?
Lasagna.
I mean, lasagna, yes, but I think every child loves that, yeah.
My fave.
Chopped and fried fish. She likes chicken done with vermouth and onions and mustard.
Mum used to do this chicken. Yeah. Chicken thighs done with vermouth, onion and mustard, like whole grain mustard. And I loved it, and my sister hated it. But I remember very much, and I don't know about you, but like the 90s was casseroles. It was like chicken tonight. Do you remember when everyone got into chicken tonight?
I never used chicken tonight ever in my life.
You always used healthy, like you did it home cooked. I mean, the one thing that mum didn't cook that I did really love was boil in the bag cod and parsley. Did you ever have that?
Ew, no.
I guess it's kind of like sous-vide a cod. But that's like that. But mum was always doing healthy. Not healthy, but it was tasty. Food. I loved your quiche.
Oh my God, a quiche.
And her trifle is the best.
Remember when we all ate food at your mom's house and we... Oh, Ottolenghi can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tell the listeners about that because...
Tell her how I slaved and planned and guess whose dish he liked the most.
I don't know whose dish she liked the most.
It was you, Benny.
Could have been mine.
We set that all up for you because you are like one of the biggest Ottolenghi fans.
Oh my God.
And you
God.
Were so, he's so lovely.
Dude, his restaurant, the one we went to last time.
Rovi.
Rovi. That is one of the best meals. You know, in the UK, you guys have the fucking best food. I'll tell you, you guys are up there with some of my favorite food. I don't like English food, but all the other food you guys have is fucking amazing.
But that's because, like, you didn't come to the UK for bloody ages because you wouldn't get on a flight. Well, you still don't get on a flight. But, like, I think, I remember when I was in New York, I was like, this is so exciting. All the food here, Momofuku, when you were taking us there, like, all of the spots that we go to. Cafe Mogador. I mean, just really great. Loved it. And then you were like, yeah, I remember when I was in the UK, shit food. And you all love a roast and you hate roasts.
Yeah, I don't like, unless someone's doing it at home.
Okay. But then when you came back this time, you had like a whole itinerary of places to go. And you had a really great time. You fell in love with Black Axe Mangal, didn't you?
Yeah, that place is great. I love Roti King is one of my favorites. Regency Club.
In Wembley.
Yeah, Trishna is amazing. Have you been to Trishna?
No, I haven't.
Is that Indian food?
Yeah, it's the people who own Gymkhana. It's their fish restaurant.
Oh, I didn't
know. It's so good. It's so delicate. There's you guys have the best food. Oh my God, bagel bake's like my favorite thing in the world.
Bagel bake.
But I think a New York bagel is better than bagel bake.
No, but bagel bake has... No, the thing that makes it is the mustard.
Where's bagel bake?
Brick Lane.
It's like 100 years old. You never been there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't know it was Brick Lane.
There's the two next to each other.
Okay. Yeah, and it's the one, it's the salt beef with the mustard.
Yeah. I'll just bring you some of that mustard over next time we see you.
Oh my God, bring me mustard. Come
which
on.
Mustard does he it's like? Like a, the English
it's
mustard.
Like an English mustard.
Yeah, but it's a special one. It tastes better than the other one.
But, I mean, how do you think that LA compares to New York for food?
They're so different. So
restaurants.
It's like this. Here's the thing. Mexican food, better in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Thai food, better in Los Angeles. Sushi, pretty much better in Los Angeles. Ethiopian, better in Los Angeles. Okay. Jamaican food, better in New York. Anything that has to do with a sandwich, pizza, bread, bagel, better in New York. No matter what, I don't care. There's a lot of places that are really good. They're just not the same. It's not the same. No sandwich, no hoagie. Like, they don't know how to do it the right way. And the thing about New York and LA that's a little different is you got to really travel in LA. So if you want to have some, I go to these places, they're like in a guy's backyard but it's an hour to get there and it's an hour back, So it's a lot of travel, but the UK is like that with certain things too, because like some of my favorite place, because everything is, I don't like the boring shit. I don't want fucking American food or like English food. I want the shit that like you taste, like we're so, like people are so boring. I want the shit when you taste it, you're like, ah, like it's just like wakes you up. Like it's the best Korean food, the best Thai food. You know, so many other cultures bring such a important, not only spice, but like a zest for life. And like, I love going into these restaurants and talking to the people and seeing where they're from and becoming friends with them. And it's just like, I don't know, it's a whole little thing.
But okay, so is that part of the reason why you did Benny and Matty Eat Out America? Was that just so you could have these experiences all over the country and just have that
honestly
fun?
Matty just DM'd me one day and he was my friend and he was like, hey, we should make a cooking show because this name's funny. It's called Maddie and Benny Eat Out America. And then I was like, all right. And then we made a cooking show. There wasn't, I don't think too deep about many things that I do.
But then
where's it on?
No, it's on YouTube, isn't it?
It's on YouTube.
And you're doing a second series, right?
Yeah, we actually have another show coming out. We're doing a second one of those, but we have another show coming out in like a few days. It's called Stupid Fucking Cooking Show.
Sounds about right. So what's the difference between that show and this Eating Out America?
We're You know, we're cooking food. It's all the same shit, though. It's just like your show. It's like nobody gives a shit. They just want to see us kibitz and talk about life and eat some fun foods. So
do you think you'll do a cookbook?
Yeah, I really want to do. You know, we've been trying to figure out a cookbook for a long time.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tell me about this new song out with this
Gracie Abrams.
Okay, so quick little background. One time, my friend comes to me and she says, hey, my kid's friend really, really wants to be in the music business. And he really wants to intern for you. And I was like, oh, I'm not really getting any interns. And they were like, come on, please. So this kid comes to my doorstep. His name's Blake. And he comes.
Do you remember Blake, Mom? He was like the most polite person.
Super sweet.
Offering drinks.
Started when he was 16, okay? Worked for me for years. And then 4 years into it, he said, hey, I have to play you my music. My therapist said he'll kill me if I don't play you my music. I'm too scared to. And I said, I didn't even know you made music. So he made music and he played it for me. And he was good. He was at the beginning. And he was like, you know, I saw something in him because he's got, you know, music really isn't about like what you're doing, like if you're making the song. It's really about like, are you a good hang in the room? Can you make everyone feel comfortable? Can you get the best bit of music out of someone? So I knew he had that in him. He could do it if he wanted to. So I signed him. You know, he made songs for a year or so. Then all of a sudden, he has the biggest song in the world. And now he's like one of the biggest producers in the world.
He's massive.
Yeah, he's huge.
And he's still called Blake.
Yes, he's still, yeah.
No, he changed his name to Asshole. So now his name is just Asshole.
No, so he's a producer. So yeah. Who's he producing?
He did that song, Why You Always in a Mood, Talking Around, Ain't Brand New. So it was a number one everywhere in the world.
Yeah, and he's the
who
loveliest boy.
24K Golden.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Oh, have you?
Oh, no. But this whole time, since he was a kid, since he was 16, he had a girlfriend, and her name was Gracie. And I've seen her from the beginning.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, don't ever break up with her, man. She's the best you can get.
She is beautiful, and she's very charismatic and sharp and bright.
No, she's great. They're the best couple. He's the sweetest kid in the world. And basically, I saw her grow up, and I saw her release her first song and then her second song. And so it's just so cool to just, you know, make music with your friends and get to do, you know, what we do. And it's, you know, it's a song about, you know, unlearning all the past, you know, baggage we carry from our other relationships and just like trying to move forward in a positive way and not try to bring those, you know, that old baggage into a new relationship.
But who else is on the album? Just so I can get a bit jealous. Come on, hit me.
Justin Bieber, Juice WRLD.
Oh, yeah.
Six Dogs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Vance Joy, Marshmello.
You know, since we last chatted.
You need to know his Last Supper, you know.
No, I know. Well, apparently, we didn't ever get your Last Supper last time. So this is something that has been unfinished. So we need to ask you what your Last Supper is, which is a starter, a main, a dessert, and a drink of choice.
Definitely like a delicious lox and bagel. There's got to be like the best lox and bagel. Like,
well, where would you say that is? Would you still say that's Russell Waters?
No. It's a combination because like the bagel, I love Barney Greengrass bagels. My favorite.
Barney Greengrass.
Russ and Daughter has really good lox and stuff. And then like, you know, I like to pickle my own. Like I got a whole little thing, but it would probably start with lox and bagel. And mm-hmm. I'd have two lox and bagel. I have two different types that I like. I like one that's just sesame bagel toasted, scallion cream cheese with lox, tomato, onion,
yeah,
dill, capers, lemon, and a little smidge of olive oil.
Lovely.
Then my other one is sesame bagel with salmon tartare and regular cream cheese. And then I put wasabi roe on top and also caviar and a little bit of lemon. That's another one.
How are you going to eat lunch?
Where there's a will, a way.
Okay, lunch. Lunch is like, and then for breakfast, I mean, also I'm having like latkes. I'm going all out. I'm having like the best glass of orange juice. I'm having an egg cream with it.
What's an egg cream?
It's kind of like a little, you never had those? It's kind of like it's like seltzer water mixed with like chocolate milk. It's real. It's a Jewish thing.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not sure about that.
No, it's delicious.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Then, I mean, everything else is a toss up. I'm probably having like sushi's got to be in there, but like also sodas, like Mexican food somehow, and fucking Indian and fried chicken and pizza and Italian. I just want to have a buffet. Give me a buffet of all my favorite shit. And then for my dessert.
So you're the only person who's ever said a buffet.
Yeah, sensible, actually.
Very clever.
I want a buffet. And I want...
You want a celebration, a bar mitzvah table.
You
want
to go back for
that? Of all your favorite things.
Yes, that's what I want. I've decided. I've changed it. That's what I want. And then for dessert, I don't really care about... I had a tres leches cake that was so good the other day.
Something must be going on in Los Angeles at the moment, because my sister was talking about a tres leche
donut.
Ooh, I love donuts. Apple fritter is my favorite donut.
Ooh, that sounds good.
The old school one.
This is very funny, Benny, but I've just had a message from my producer, and she was saying, we need to ask Benny about the breakfast. And she said, last time we only got round to as far as breakfast, and your breakfast, what was this, 3 years ago maybe, was Russ and Daughter's bagel with scallion, cream cheese, pastrami, onions, capers, dill, tomato, sesame bagel, scoop out the sides, insides.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still want to scoop out the insides?
Yeah, yeah, so you can fit more stuff in it. Yeah, my order's
That's
always
a really good idea.
My order's always the same. I know all my favorite places, and I'll eat them till I fucking die.
Karaoke song,
Benny. What's I know that? You like to rap. What's your karaoke song?
Do you ever sing karaoke?
No, he raps. That's what he used to do when he was little. He'd rap at everybody.
You want to know what I do, guys? Okay, I'm gonna play my karaoke song. Okay.
Oh.
What is it?
She doesn't even know it.
It's my song. Wildest Moments. You're such a
You didn't
schmuck.
Even know what song it was?
I did.
I didn't.
But no, but come on, you do rap too. So which rap song would you do?
I don't know what I would pick. I always like, I read the book and I'm always the last one to do it. And I'm like, fuck. And then I'm like scrambling to try to find the song. And then I do a song that I don't even know that well. Like that's what always happens to me. Or a song that's way too out of my range where like, I think I can do it. And then when I get there, I'm already at the top of my range in the verse.
Lastly, Benny, do you think you've got good table manners?
I've been working
myself.
You want to know what Elsie taught me? She taught me not to chew with my mouth open. I always did, and she taught me.
That's your lovely ex-girlfriend who we love.
Who told you?
Elsie.
I think I have really good like I provide the night for people. So it's like the night's happening and it's like I don't really eat places where you have to have great table manners. I want to like everyone sit on the couch, everyone sit on a table, everyone do.
Well, you don't actually have a dining table. That's
No. We got full dining table. We got the whole shebang.
Oh my goodness.
We got
muzzle-toss.
We have 3.
Oh my good. Well, in the place where you're at now.
Making up for lost time. Now we have 3 dining tables.
Because we literally would just stand around the kitchen island.
I still do eat on the floor and stuff. I just like it. I don't know why.
Benny, thank you very much for doing Table Manners for the second time. It's lovely to see you.
I'm so happy to see you, Benny.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Benny Blanco, can't wait to be fed by you very soon when we get to come to see you in LA.
Please, God, let us be able to next year in LA. So that when we have Passover and you say next year in Jerusalem, we're going to say next year in LA.
Hey, that's what we're going to say, honey.
that was it, guys. Round two with Benny Blanco.
An absolute delight. I love him.
I don't think I mean, that's definitely not a kosher version of Table Manners, but, you know, he does describe food very, very well. So if you want to, well, everyone knows about
Benny
Blanco.
He's a food enthusiast.
He really is. And he's a bloody good cook.
Yep.
Now I think we've changed our whole Pesach meal, Mum.
Yeah. I'm going to do the chopped liver and the chicken soup.
Yeah.
But would you like me to do a brisket?
I mean, only if it's not. I like the idea of putting some coffee granules in there.
No, I don't.
Yeah, go and check out Friends Keep Secrets 2, Benny and Matty Eat Out America, and Stupid Fucking Cooking Show. I mean, or please, if nobody's watched Dave, go and watch that, because it's so good and Benny is very good in it. Yeah, he's a star, our little Benny, and we love him very much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
You need your head. You need your head plugs in. Remember, babes.
What?
You need your ear plugs in. Earphones
yes,
in.
Yes, I know. I'm just peeing.
Oh my god, Benny!
This is going on. This is going
this
on.
This is definitely disgusting.
What would you do? You wouldn't pee?
I think I would have said, "Give me a second. I'm just going to go and wee."
Well, what do you mean? I'm talking to you. I know you.
I was taking my earphones off.
Well, now all our 100,000 listeners on day one are going to listen to your little Willy do a little pee pee. There you go.
Hey, that's why I'm here. Okay. I'm going to press.
Has he washed his hands?
I don't know. Well,
I did wash my hands. I'm a quick peer, a quick washer. I got a whole system down. I've been doing this for years. Okay. So
it
like,
was either going to be poo or wee, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? It was going to be something.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Okay, so I have my thing recording. Are we supposed to do like a clap? Are we supposed to do like a clap
no.
to show the beginning of my art?
Did you say you've got the clap? Did he say he's got the clap?
Have you got the clap?
What? No. I said we're supposed to do it.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, I forgot. You're the comedian over here. Fame changed you, huh?
The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.